Good afternoon, and welcome to the Two Guys One Cup FPL Podcast Press Conference Edition. My name is Sham, and as I do every Friday, I'm going to give you a quick 5-minute summary of the latest updates from the press conferences from today and yesterday. So let's start with Newcastle. So Rondon is not fully fit and may not return until after the international break. Moving on to United. So Mourinho said on Pogba, nobody trained better than Paul on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. Tomorrow he plays. So hopefully he plays. Only Rojo and Romero are out. Everton, Marco Silva confirms that Seamus Coleman and Andre Gomez will miss this weekend's game against Fulham, but hopes to have both back in training next week. Yeramina has suffered a setback in training. Again, he's hoping to be in training next week. Jagielka is back into contention after training this week. One other slight thing on Silva's press conference. So FPL Inject on Twitter saw the press conference live and he reported Silva as saying he, Richarlison, has worked with me as a striker this week. It's possible he starts as striker tomorrow. Big news. So that kind of resolves my dilemma of whether or not to bring in Richarlison. Moving on to Chelsea. Sarri says that Christensen had a stomach ache at Anfield rather than an injury. Pedro and Loftus-Cheek were both involved in training yesterday and are almost ready. Rudiger took part in some training and a possibility he may feature this weekend. Palace. Ryderwell picked up an injury midweek. Benteke is still out. Burnley, Dyche confirms that Robbie Brady will not feature at Cardiff this weekend and will get one more game next week before being considered for the first team. Defoe will be in the squad. City, Pep says that KDB is in the final stage of his recovery and could start training in the next few days. 9.7 million, that's all I'm going to say. Benjamin Mendy is also going well. Guardiola also said that Mendy arrived late for treatment on Sunday. He played it down at first by blaming it on traffic, but then went on to say they have to be here on time. Bit dodgy there. Doesn't really give us much as to whether or not how long he's going to be out for, to be honest. Arsenal. Socrates is available for Arsenal's match against Watford tomorrow after recovering from a dead leg. West Ham. Arnie trained with the squad and is ready. Pellegrini said, Marco worked on Wednesday. He worked with the squad, so I think he is 100% fit for tomorrow. Hernandez is working his way back to fitness also. Huddersfield, only Danny Williams and Sobby are out. Fulham, Cabino and Mawson are still out. Tim Ream will be available soon. Kearney's back in training with the squad and he'll be assessed as to whether he actually plays, we don't know. Liverpool, Virgil van Dijk did not train this week and will face a late fitness test. Alexander-Arnold and Wijnaldum are fit to feature against Chelsea. Cardiff, Warnock has ruled out Peltier for between 2 to 3 months. Gunnarsson has trained this week, but Warnock says he didn't think the Icelandic midfielder would be anywhere near ready for Sunday. Bournemouth, Daniels is close to a return. A late decision will be based for Rico and Gosling's injury. Southampton, Shane Long is his only possible absentee for this weekend for Mark Hughes. Leicester, Puyol says that Damari Gray will be out of the squad between 3 and 6 weeks. No other fresh concerns. Brighton, Stevens and Gross are out. Andon is available, but a decision will be made on whether or not he actually plays. Spurs, Poch has ruled out Eriksen, Lloris and Vorm. Aurier is being assessed ahead of the weekend. Wolves, no fresh injury concerns. I'm hoping that also includes Doherty. Watford, so the press conference is a bit later, but there is a couple of bits of news. So Cabaselli's red card has been overturned, which means he can play this weekend. Janmaat's management company have ruled out the Dutch right-back for 5 to 6 weeks with a knee injury, though there's been no official word from Watford yet. Okay, there is your update for the press conferences ahead of game week 7. Hope that was helpful. Have a fantastic game week 7, and we will catch you next week for our regular podcast. Bye-bye.